Last week we learned after the White Throne Judgment, after the people who were condemned and their name were not written in the Book of Life or the Lamb's Book of Life, all those people were put in the lake of fire. Two groups of people were remaining in the millennium. One group is the bride, and second group was the Israeli people, Jewish people, the saved people, and the saved nations. All the born-again people who gave their life to God. So we learned last week, each and every person has their own place. Many people are thinking everybody going to same place. Everyone is not going to go to same place. Everyone is not going to sit beside Jesus Christ. Each and everyone has their own qualification. Old Testament people, if you read the Revelation chapter 7, after the great tribulation, hundreds and thousands and millions of people coming and standing before the temple of God. That is in the original heaven. And they are praising God and glorifying God, having the palms in their hand and praising and singing glory to God. And the word of God says those people will be in front of temple, praising God and glorifying God day and night. Those people are all Old Testament people. But at the same time, bride and the believers, they can go to the temple. Bride will minister to Jesus Christ in the temple. We are going to learn a little bit more today. But at the same time, the bride will be mainly in New Jerusalem. That is the place for the bride. And nobody can argue and nobody can fight about it, because many people think if God created the new heaven and New Jerusalem, why not all these Old Testament people and all the born-again people and all the saved nation can stay in New Jerusalem? It sounded like, when you read Revelation chapter 21, the word of God says God the Father and God the Son will be temple in the New Jerusalem, and God will dwell among the people. So the people are thinking God is going to just leave the old original heaven and everything and come to Jerusalem and stay in Jerusalem. But that's not going to happen. God is free to go anywhere. He can come to New Jerusalem. He can go to the original heaven. The same way the Son. Son can be in the New Jerusalem and he can go to the original heaven. Same way the bride. Bride can be in New Jerusalem and bride can go to original heaven. But only two kinds of people, they are restricted. They cannot go to the inside the temple or inside the Jerusalem where the throne of God is. And those people are like Old Testament people. Old Testament people even cannot enter into the temple because they can only stand outside the temple. Old Testament, only high priest and priest, they were allowed to go to temple. All Israeli people will be standing outside the tabernacle or outside the temple. Nobody was able to go into the temple. If they do, they will be put to death. Another things we see, New Jerusalem, new heaven, and new earth. On the new earth, we learned last week, all the saved nations will be in the new earth. Now, the saved nations, Israeli people also got saved in the millennium, and the whole Israeli nation was saved. But in in the Word of God says not nation, nations. That means not only Israeli nations, but all other nations who the people just got saved, never took baptism, never filled with the Holy Spirit, never became a bride of Christ. Those all people called saved people. Those people will be in the new earth, but they will be not entering into the new Jerusalem where the Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Only people will be sitting there, anointed one, filled with the Holy Spirit. Those are the people called kings and the priests. That's what we learned last week. Now today we are going to learn a little bit more. I want to prove it to the people that original heaven, original temple is not going to vanish away. Jerusalem will be there for permanently. This new Jerusalem, new heaven, new earth will never be moved, never be destroyed. So now there are two places. We learn already that new Jerusalem was coming out of heaven, out of from God. At that time, the John the Revelator was not on earth and watching where the new Jerusalem was coming. He was lifted up in the spirit in the highest mountain, the great mountain in heaven, and he was seeing this new Jerusalem coming from God. So that Jerusalem did not come on this earth, because this earth, this heaven will be passing away. So it was coming to the new earth and new heaven. So that we learned last week. Today we are going to learn, when we are overcomers, when you read in the Revelation chapter 2 and 3, we talk about seven churches. If I have time later on, we'll talk about all the seven churches, what they're going to receive. But today, we are going to learn all these churches. God has given special blessings and special rewards and special gifts. Those people are able to go to Jerusalem or to original heaven. And so we are going to learn Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Please read.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Please listen carefully, because Book of Revelation is not an easy book, and many people do not want to teach this subject. Now here is saying, if you are an overcomer, God promised that person to eat the tree of life. Now the tree of life is in the original heaven. He says in the midst of the paradise. So the paradise is in the original heaven. If you remember Luke chapter 23, verse 43, what Jesus Christ said to that thief, please read.
And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
At that time, New Jerusalem was not created, new earth and new heaven was not created. So Jesus Christ was simply saying, today you will be with me in paradise. And the Word of God says the paradise is in the original heaven. And if you remember, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, St. Paul also saying he was caught up into the paradise. Paul never talked about New Jerusalem, going there and seeing God the Father or God the Son in Jerusalem. He was talking about paradise. Please read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4.
How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for man to utter.
And I was in the paradise, and I heard God or angels. But he says, I cannot explain to you, those things are hidden. He did not want to tell us what he heard. But the point I'm making here, we see the paradise, mixed up the paradise is the tree of life. God says, if you're overcomer, I will give that tree or the fruit of that tree to eat, and that will be in the midst of the paradise. That paradise is in original heaven where the Father lives. He's talking to the church. Now, the church is called the Bride of Christ. The Bride of Christ or the church place is in New Jerusalem, sitting beside Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the bride will be sitting beside Jesus Christ as a king. But he says, I'm going to give you the tree of life, which is in the paradise. That means the church or the bride can go to the paradise where the Father's throne is, where the Father's original heaven is, and enjoy the tree of life. So that means bride can be in Jerusalem and bride can be go to the paradise where the original heaven is. The point I'm making, original heaven is not going to go away. If the original heaven goes away, then there won't be any paradise. So the paradise is the original paradise. It will be always there in the original heaven. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it.
Your overcomer, I will give that person to eat the hidden manna. Now that manna was kept in the temple. But the New Jerusalem, there is no temple. So you cannot have the manna in the New Jerusalem. That means you have to go to original heaven. Revelation chapter 11, verse 19 says, he saw the temple, and the temple of God was open. But last time, if you remember, I gave so many references about the temple in heaven, Ark of God is in heaven, and altar is in heaven. So the manna was kept in the Ark of the Covenant. And the Word of God says there is an ark in the temple. So if you have to eat the hidden manna, you have to go to the temple, and you have to go inside the temple, and you will be taking it from the Ark of the Covenant, the hidden manna. Other people are not allowed. As I said earlier, Old Testament people cannot enter into the temple to minister. If they do, they will be killed. Only high priest and priest, they are allowed to go. But when Jesus Christ came into this world, and Book of Hebrews, we read in chapter 7, Jesus Christ was not in the tribe of Levi. Levi's only were priests and high priests. But Jesus Christ came from the tribe of Judah, and the Word of God says Jesus Christ became the eternal high priest and eternal king. So now Jewish people or the Levites, they lost their chance to be a priest. Original heaven, only bride will be going into the temple. These things we are reading is saying to the churches, the overcomers, the Old Testament people are not called the church. So you remember, I'm reminding again and again. So we saw, if you want to eat the tree of life, you have to go to paradise, and paradise is in the original heaven where the Father lives. If you want to eat the manna, is hidden. Nobody can see it. It's in the Ark of the Covenant. It's in the temple. So only thing, if somebody goes to the temple, then he will be able to take the hidden manna and God will give it to that person. So we learn the church can be New Jerusalem, and they can go to temple, they can go to the paradise, they have freedom. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 and 27.
And he that overcometh and keepeth my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father.
If you are overcomer, I will give the power over the nations. Now, when you say power over the nations, that means he says you will be kings. And you will be a rod, the king's rod in your hand. I overcome and I am sitting beside my Father's throne. But when you come to New Jerusalem, I will allow you to sit beside me, because I am the king and King of kings and Lord of lords, and you will be the kings. But where will be their kingdom? Last week we learned all these bride who are called the kings, they will be ruling on the nations. Now, where will be the nations? We learned last week, the nations will be in the new earth. When the God is going to create new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem, on the new earth, all the saved nations will be there. And this is not a one nation, all kinds of nations. Now, today in this world, 200 nations or more nations are here, and the Israeli nation. So Israeli nation and 200 or more nations, the people who are saved, they will be all living in new earth. And we learned last week, the kings will be ruling on new earth like a king, and they will be bringing the glory of the nations to the New Jerusalem. That only the bride or the kings of the earth can bring the glory. So here he's saying, I will give you the authority and power to be kings on the other nations. Those nations are not in this world. Those nations will be in the new earth. Now here also, we don't see King David or King Solomon or any other kings ruling there. It's only overcomers, only the bride, only the church has power to be kings and ruling the nations in new heavenly kingdom. And that's what the Word of God is teaching us. And here we see Revelation chapter 21, verse 24, and verse 26. Please read.
And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it.
See, here very clearly says, in new earth, there will be nations, saved nations will be living. And you who are the kings in New Jerusalem, sitting beside Jesus Christ, you can go and rule the nations and bring the glory of the nations and present to Jesus Christ in the New Jerusalem. No other people can go into New Jerusalem, only the bride. And now some people will say, oh, Old Testament people's names are written on the city, all gates, 12 gates and 12 tribes, the same way in the tabernacle, all the 12 tribes will be camping outside the tabernacle, but they were not able to enter into the tabernacle. The same story. Their name will be outside. They can stay on earth. They can see the gates. They can go to original heaven. They can go to the in front of temple. They can praise God, worship God, and God has prepared many mansions for them. Jesus Christ already mentioned in St. John chapter 14, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Those mansions is not for us. Many people are teaching original heaven, there are many mansions and we will be living there. We are not going to live in the original heaven's mansions. Those mansions, those houses, those buildings are given to the Old Testament people. For the New Testament people, God has prepared the New Jerusalem that's called the Bride's Place. And there will be Christ also there. Now, Revelation chapter 3, verse 12.
Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name.
Now see, he's very clear. He says, if you are overcomer, I will make you a pillar of the temple, and nobody will push you out. Means you will not go out. That doesn't mean you cannot go out of the temple. He says, nobody has power to push you out from the temple. You have freedom to go to the temple because you are a pillar in the temple. When you say pillar, it's very important person. You are the pillar of some company. So that means you are the pillar in the temple. And who is this? The overcomer. So that person can go to the temple and minister to God, and then he can go in and out. Even though he said nobody will push you out, that doesn't mean he will be there all the time. The church place is in New Jerusalem. They will be always in New Jerusalem, but they have freedom to go to the temple, go to the original heaven. Original heaven is never going to be disappearing. They will be always there. Now, Revelation chapter 3, verse 21.
To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne.
Here also, very clear, overcomer. Overcomer is the church. And if you overcome, he says, I will let you sit beside me on my throne. That means he is not saying, I will let you sit on my Father's throne. He says, I overcame and I sat on my Father's throne. But now, if you overcome, I will let you sit on my throne. That means there are two different thrones. One throne is in heaven and one throne is in New Jerusalem. Please read Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3.
Who bring the brightest of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Who is this? This is Jesus. He is sitting at the right hand of majesty. Who is that majesty? So God the Father. When you see in Revelation chapter 4, verse 2, please read. There he sees the throne and someone is sitting on that throne. Who is that? That's the God the Father. Please read.
And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven and one sat on the throne.
See, the throne was in the heaven, that is original heaven, and someone was sitting on that throne. Who was that? That's the God the Father. That's why the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse, we saw Jesus Christ victoriously when he died on the cross of Calvary and he washed away our sins and he was buried and he came out of the grave and victoriously he went to heaven and then he said, I am sitting at the right hand of my Father. So there is a Father's throne and Jesus Christ says, I was sitting in my Father's throne. The same way he said, now I am in the New Jerusalem. I have my own throne. I was sitting on my Father's throne when I overcame. Now you are overcomers. You come to my Jerusalem and my throne and I will allow you to sit beside me on my throne. It's very clear. There are two thrones, there are two places, and we can go both places. And we'll see more in this study. Revelation chapter 22, verse 3.
And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him.
Revelation chapter 22. This is the New Jerusalem, and this is the throne in the New Jerusalem. And so you have to be very careful to not to say that we see New Jerusalem and there is no temple in New Jerusalem. That means the original temple disappeared. Father comes and stays in New Jerusalem and gives the light to the nations, and Father and Son will be the temple. So the people are thinking, oh, the temple disappeared. Father changed his throne, and now he came in the New Jerusalem. It says the Father will stay with the people, dwell among them, tabernacle among them. That means they're thinking that Father is going to just forget about the original heaven and just come and stay with the Son and with his people. But it's not that way. Father's throne is there permanently, temple is permanently, and we can go back and forth, and that's the way it is. Revelation chapter 22, verse 4, please read.
And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead.
Who are those people? The people who is the bride of Christ, they are going to see the God's face, and they are going to see the face of Jesus Christ. Read that, Revelation chapter 14, verse 1.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads.
Their Father's name is written on their forehead, so that's why they were able to see the Father's face. So the Father comes to New Jerusalem, and the bride and other people who are in there, they will be able to see the Father's face. And when we go to the original heaven, we will be able to see the Father's face, because there are thrones both places. Let's read the Revelation chapter 14, verse 5.
And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God.
Now see, who are these people? These are the same people, Revelation chapter 14, 144,000 bride singing the new song, redeemed from the mankind, never defile their life. And those are the people, they have God's name written on their forehead, and they are singing those songs. They are coming before God in the original heaven and standing before God. Those people have freedom to go into both places. But the Revelation chapter 7, when you read verses 1 to 8, there are 144,000 Jewish people, each tribe, 12,000 were sealed on their forehead, and those people are not going to be in heaven in the time of tribulation. They will be on earth, and they will be protected, because the word of God says, if you read the Revelation chapter 9 and verse 4, please read.
And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
That means he said to Satan, you cannot hurt the people who had the name or the seal of God. Who had the seal of God? 144,000 people had the seal of God. Those people cannot be hurt. Devil cannot destroy them. That means those 144,000 people were preserved in the time of trouble, and they were kept in secret place for the millennium. And those are the 144,000. They lived there 1,000 years, and their children's children's children, and there was a big, big, big crowd. So the point I'm making, the word of God saying, These people are two different kinds of people. 144,000, Revelation chapter 14, verse 1 to 5, and Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 to 8. There are two different groups. Please read Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 and 10.
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb.
Now here we see, if you paid attention, here is the throne. It is the Father sitting on the throne. And there is a Lamb, means Jesus Christ, also there. And all these people who came out of this tribulation, they saved. They are having white garment, and they are standing before the temple of God and the throne of God. And Jesus Christ is in front of them, and they are praising God and glorifying God. Verse 15. Revelation 7:15.
Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them.
Now see here very clearly, these people who are in front of temple, there is a Lamb sitting, and Jesus Christ is there in this. This is original temple, an original place. And people are standing and praising God. And they are in front of the temple, and the word of God says they will be praising God and worshiping God day and night. And he says, and the someone who is sitting on the throne shall dwell among them. Now here is saying God is going to dwell in the original heaven, and these people will be worshiping him. But when you read in the Revelation chapter 21, it says, God will come to Jerusalem and make the tabernacle in Jerusalem and be with the men. So the people are confused, thinking, where will be the Father? Is he going to be in New Jerusalem? Is he going to be in the original heaven? God the Father is omnipresent. Jesus Christ will be omnipresent. Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he was not the same time several places, but now he's in heaven. The God the Father can be everywhere. He can be in New Jerusalem. He can be original heaven. So the God's throne in original heaven, Christ's throne is in New Jerusalem. But when God goes to New Jerusalem with his Son, they sit on the throne beside each other. When Jesus Christ comes to the original heaven, then they sit together there also. Revelation chapter 7, verse 17, please read.
For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
The Father is sitting on the throne. The Lamb is sitting on the throne. Where are they? They are in the old, original heaven. And what the Father is doing, Father is wiping out all the tears. Whose tears he's wiping out? The people who came from the tribulation. The people who came and stood in front of the temple. And they were worshiping God and palms, branches in their hands. And they're singing a song of Lamb of God. And they are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And those people are in front of the temple. And the God, he will wipe away all of their tears from their eyes. Now, this is the God the Father doing this. But at the same time, the Lamb is doing something else. He says, Lamb, who is the midst of the throne, means Lamb is also sitting there. What he will be doing, he will be feeding, taking them to the fountain of water. Now, that means fountain of living water. Now, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. When he came into this world as a shepherd, but these people did not want him to be his shepherd. But the word of God says he is the good shepherd. When you read, we don't have time to read all these scriptures, but Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 to 31, when you read, it's talking about the good shepherd. Before that, if you read the word 34 chapter verses 1 to 10, it says about the bad shepherds, or the Israeli people, how they're treating the children of Israel. But the good shepherd was Jesus Christ. And Psalm 23, David calls Jesus Christ is his shepherd. And a book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 20, please read.
Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant.
Now who is the great shepherd of the sheep? Jesus Christ. So the Jesus Christ is the great shepherd. And when he goes to the original temple, and when he sees these all Old Testament people, he wanted to be their shepherd. He wanted to feed them. He wanted to take them to the, give them the living water. But they rejected. But now he's in heaven. He says, the Lamb, who is the midst of the throne, shall feed them. And he will lead them into the living fountain of waters. That's what Jesus Christ will be doing in the old, original heaven. And the God says he will wipe out all their tears from their eyes. This is God the Father doing it. Where is he doing? He is doing in the original heaven. But at the same time, there are some other group of people going to come to New Jerusalem. See what happens there. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
Now see, it's very clear. When you read Revelation chapter 7, 17, this is original heaven. God the Father, God the Son is there. But when you read Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, that is in New Jerusalem. And New Jerusalem, the group of people comes. That's the bride and the children of God. He also wipes their tears because he is the Father. So as the Father figures, when his children comes, the judgment is finished. Now they are coming to New Jerusalem. God the Father comes to New Jerusalem and wipes away their tears. So these are two different places. It is not the same place. Revelation chapter 21, verse 22, please read.
And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it.
Now see, it's a very clear, in the New Jerusalem, there is no temple, but the God the Father and God the Son is their temple, because they are going to dwell with him when they come to New Jerusalem. But in Revelation chapter 11, verse 19, we saw the temple of God was open. So there is a temple of God in original heaven. I'm repeating this so the people can understand. So when you say there is no temple in heaven, a New Jerusalem, don't get mixed up that original temple is already disappeared or something. We learned today that we will be going in a temple. We will be going in an original heaven. We will be going in the paradise. We will be eating the manna from the temple. So we have freedom. The church has freedom to go anywhere they want to go. So the church is called the bride of Christ. And so the bride of Christ will be always with bridegroom. If you remember last week we learned, John the Baptist says, there is a bridegroom and there is a bride. And I am not a bridegroom, I am not a bride, I am just a friend. So the Old Testament people are called the friend of God, friend of Jesus Christ. But the Old Testament people, they are always connected to the Father. But we are connected more to Christ as a bride of Christ. But we have great opportunity to worship Jesus Christ and worship the God the Father. And the Word of God teaches us when you're praying, you pray to the Father and pray in the name of Jesus, then your prayer will be answered. And many people thinking they don't want any part of Son, they just want Father. But the Bible teaches us, if you deny the Father, you cannot have the Son, because Son is the only one introduced the Father. If you don't trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, you cannot have Father. But the Word of God teaches us, if you have the Son of God, you can have Father. So when you have Son, you have Son and Father together. And we even learn, the Word of God teaches, when you are born again, child of God, you have the Spirit of Christ. And the Father says, I will put you in your spirit, my Son's spirit, so you can call me Abba Father. And then we learn, Jesus Christ says in book of St. John chapter 14, verse 23, I will go and bring my Father with me, and we will make our home in you. So when we have Jesus Christ, we have Father. We have the Spirit of Christ. We have the Spirit of God dwells in us when we are born again. But when we fill with the Holy Spirit, we have the third person of Trinity, Holy Spirit. So we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But many people do not understand, and they don't want to understand. They are satisfied when they are born again. They don't care about water baptism. They don't care about the Holy Spirit. Some of the people teaching today in different denominations, you don't need a water baptism. But I don't want to tell their name. They don't want a baptism. They don't want the communion. They don't want Holy Spirit. They just want salvation. There are a group of people like that. And there are some denominations, they will say, okay, we believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, but we can baptize babies. And they sprinkle water. It is not in the Bible that you can sprinkle the water, and the babies are not supposed to be baptized, because the Word of God says, whoever takes baptism, he has to receive Jesus Christ, announce Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, confess his sins, and then take the baptism. The babies cannot confess Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, and they cannot receive Jesus Christ and proclaim that he is their Lord. So you cannot baptize babies, but they are doing it because their denomination teaching. So you can tell them 1,000 times, they are not going to listen. They are going to say, our Pope or our Bishop or our pastor taught us, and we are going to follow them. So there are groups of people like that. And there are some people, they said, okay, we can baptize you immersionally, but we don't believe in the Holy Spirit. The Word of God plainly teaches us that if you are born again, child of God, you should be waiting upon the Holy Spirit. And the day of Pentecost, Holy Spirit came. Jesus Christ told his disciples, do not go anywhere, but stay there until you receive the Holy Spirit. That means they cannot go and baptize somebody. They cannot go and preach to anybody. They were just sitting there. And day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came. When the Holy Spirit came, then they start, same day, they baptized 3,000 people. But the point I'm making, at the same time, some people were baptizing like John the Baptist. And Paul said to those people in Acts chapter 19, did you receive the Holy Spirit since you believed? They said, no, we never heard of the Holy Spirit. What Jesus Christ says, baptize them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and name of the Holy Spirit. If somebody baptized somebody according to what Jesus Christ said, then they will hear the word Holy Spirit. But they said they never heard the name Holy Spirit. So Paul rebaptized them. But this is in the Bible. But people ignore them. They don't care. They don't want to listen. They want to do whatever they want to do. But I have decided, I don't care if the billions of people going one way and they have big mega church and they have lots of money, I'm not going to follow them. I'm going to follow the Bible. When I was in India and I wanted to come to America, some pastor called me, said, hey, don't go to America. People go to America to make money. I have a big church. I have 7,000, 5,000 members, and I will give you $5,000 a week. And you preach the gospel here, and I'm going to get $2,000 a week. You get a $5,000 a week. Don't go. And if I say these things to people, they say, hey, you had a golden opportunity in India, in your own country, $5,000. Per week, 20,000 or 25,000 rupees or dollars, why can't you stay like that? I said, sir, I cannot do this because this was a nominal church. They don't believe in immersion baptism. They do not believe in the Holy Spirit. They do not believe in speaking in tongue. And I take the money and stay there. I will be their slave. And when I start teaching the truth, the committee member will come and kick me out, and my job will be finished. So I did not take the job. I said, sir, I am not going to America to make money. I'm going to go to America to spread the gospel around the world. Then when I came to America, one minister came to me. He said, Pastor Peter, there is a golden opportunity for you. You can have this church. You will have house to live, and $40,000 pay will be coming, and you have to preach one message on Sunday and some Wednesday Bible study. That's all. And you can get that. I said, no, sir. I did not come to America to be somebody's slave and take somebody's money and preach the wrong teaching. So I didn't take it. The point I'm making, I'm a free man, and each and everyone, you are free. There are all kinds of denomination. It's very simple gospel they preach, and people like it, soothing messages, and they want to stay there and worship there. But God has called me with a definite high calling. So I have God's grace, and God has given me the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says when you receive the Holy Spirit, He will teach you and guide you in all truth, and you will learn what the Jesus Christ was teaching, and the Holy Spirit remind you, and you will learn more from the Holy Spirit. So that's what I'm trying to say. There are groups of people who do not understand the revelation, and they don't want to teach, and they don't want to tell the truth. So point I'm making here we see Father, Son on original heaven. And we see the Father and Son in New Jerusalem, both places. We see the church in New Jerusalem and Father's heaven also. That means church can go to New Jerusalem, church can go to original heaven, they have freedom. We do not see Old Testament people in the temple, inside the temple. We do not see in a book of Revelation Old Testament people in the New Jerusalem sitting beside Jesus Christ. Only we see the Old Testament people called saved nations and other born-again saved nations. They will be on new earth. That's a new land God is going to prepare new heaven, new Jerusalem, and new earth. Those are the people, saved nations will be in new earth. So these are the things we are learning. So the point I'm making, God has called us with a definite high calling. God says, if you're building the church, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, you have to read from verse 9 or so. St. Paul says, I am building as a wise master builder. And he says, some people are building the church with hay, stubble, and a wood. Now, if you build your church with a wood, stubble, or hay, and the fire comes, they all will burn down. And then he says, some people build the church with a silver, gold, and precious stone. Silver, gold, and precious stone will not burn with the fire. So the word of God is saying, think what kind of church you are going to build. And there is this teaching Jesus Christ gave. He says, one wise man built his house upon the rock, and other man built his house upon the sand. Sand castle is very easy to make. People go to the beach and make a sand castle, big, big kinds of sand castle. They look so beautiful, but when the wave comes, washes away all those sand castles. Same way Jesus Christ says, when the rain comes, thunder comes, that house was built on the sand will wash away, destroy it, and will be having a great fall. But the person who built his house upon the rock, the rain comes and the storm comes, that house will stand. So we have to think, what kind of church you want to build? You want to build a mega church and millions of people and do not have any doctrine, no teaching? Or you have to build the church with the 5 or 7 people? Yeah, I'll be happy with the 5 people, but I would not have 5 million people who can lead me and tell me how to run the church, tell me what to do in the church. So that kind of church I would not be leading. God has called the pastors as the overseers. The word of God says the pastor's job is lead the church. Read book of Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood.
The church of God is washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, and the minister of the New Testament are called the overseers, called the pastors, called the leaders, and he said, you are going to lead the church. The word of God says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, please read.
Wait, men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ.
Here's St. Paul simply saying, if I start pleasing people, I cannot be servant of God. God has not called us to please people. People sometime preaching in the church, soothing, teaching, feeling good kind of preaching. They do not want to hurt the members. If they hurt the members, member will leave the church and they will have less offering. And so they keep the people. Even you are smoking, drinking, you are beating your wife, or you are beating church members, or destroying your church member, they will keep it secret and they don't want to lose the church member because they want money. God willing, next week we are going to take another subject or another series, because this series I finished. If you want to know what was in this series, we started like a first Jesus Christ is coming and taking the bride home or the church home, according to the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. Then we learn, as soon as the church is gone, the two witnesses will come, and at the same time, the white horse will come, Antichrist will come. But the two witnesses will not allow Antichrist to do any harm to them. They will harm him, they will wound him, and then he will be killing them, end of the 3.5 years. 3.5 years was the mild tribulation. And then when they go to heaven, then the great tribulation starts, 3.5 years. So we learn the great tribulation. Then we learn the Armageddon, the battle of Armageddon, people coming from Gog, Magog, Russia, and all these things, that we learn that. After that, we learn in 19th chapter of Revelation, Jesus Christ coming with the bride, with the angels, and he will be defeating the enemies. And Revelation chapter 19, we read, he comes, get hold of the Antichrist, get hold of the false prophets, puts them in the lake of fire, get hold of the Satan, ties him down, and put it in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and the 1,000 years millennium kingdom happens. And then we learn after the millennium kingdom, there will be white throne judgment, and all the people who are sinners will be thrown in the lake of fire. And then we learn remaining group of people, the bride and the Old Testament people, saved people, will be going to new heaven, new Jerusalem, and new earth. And some Old Testament people will be going to original heaven. So all these things we learn, and we are going to finish this series today. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and grace to learn, to understand, to study the Word of God. We commit ourselves into a loving hand. If there is someone still never gave his heart to the Lord, I pray that they will receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They will repent of their sins and say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. So, Lord, we thank you for what you have provided for us. We want to stay in you. We want to bring many people in your kingdom. So give us grace to be always, always waiting upon you. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray, and we call it done. Amen and amen.